IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Ever since Prometheus, fire has been both a boon and a danger. The wildfires of the last 5 years have taxed federal, state, and local authorities. With Homeland Security's FEMA, the U.S. Fire Administration tracks all sorts of fires and works to increase prevention and preparedness. For a view into how it keeps track of fire, Marion Long, Fire Program Specialist for the National Fire Incident Reporting System. Mr. Long, good to have you on.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
First of all, tell us a little bit about the Fire Administration. That's not as well known, I think, as a piece of FEMA, but you're concerned with pretty much what sorts of fires?
The section that I work in branch is called the National Fire Data Center. And the National Fire Data Center is responsible for research, data analysis and statistics, and data collection, which we have the National Fire Incident Reporting System.
How many fires are reported to it in a year?
The news is last year, 2017, we reported a little bit over 27 million incidents. And when I say incidents, all incident reporting, whenever the fire service responds to an incident, that data is reported to the National Fire Incident Reporting System. 27 million incidents. And what that means is that every 1.2 seconds, an incident is being documented and reported into the National Fire Incident Reporting System. Now, since we do all incident reporting, that means that every 27 seconds, a fire is reported. Every 2 seconds, an emergency medical service response is reported. 27 million incidents from almost 80% of all the fire departments in this nation, about 24,000 fire departments, reported those incidents to NFERS. 1.2 million incidents that were fires out of the 27 million incidents that were all incident reports.
Wow. And so how far back does all of this data go?
Well, NFERS has been in operation for a little bit over 46 years. We really got our start through the President's Commission on Fire Prevention and Control. It was an article written called America Burning, and the purpose of that article was to address the country's fire problems. And from that commission, two things came out of it. One was the establishment of today's United States Fire Administration, and the section that I work in was the creation of the National Fire Incident Reporting System.
And over the 46 years since these have been reported, is it possible to know whether the annual rate is rising or falling? Because I imagine you have to equalize for the number of fire departments and population changes.
What we have noticed over the years, the number of incidents for the last 10 years is pretty much following the same pattern. And what we try to do at the United States Fire Administration is not just only look at the pattern of data, but to make sure, I call it ACT, A-C-T. We want to make sure that we have accurate information going into the National Fire Incident Reporting System. We want to make sure that we have complete information. That's the detail. Then the most important thing is we want to make sure that we have timely information into the system so that we can accurately report the trends of fires in the country.
What other fields are in your database besides just the location of the fire? In other words, what do you know about each fire?
Well, NFERS, the report, is a detailed breakdown of the incident. Like, for example, in addition to where the fire started, we have location information. We also have loss information as far as casualties. A casualty is an injury or death. We also have dull loss information that's documented by the fire service. Causal information as far as what caused the fire. And then one of the most important areas of data elements that we have is a narrative. So anything that cannot be coded in the system, the fire service will write a narrative. And so, like I said, it's an all-inclusive report that documents everything from the time that the fire department leaves the station to the time that they get back to their quarters.
We're speaking with Marion Long, Fire Program Specialist for the National Fire Incident Reporting System at FEMA. How do you get fire departments to respond, to encourage them? I guess it's a volunteer effort on their part.
NFERS is a volunteer system, but the key to NFERS is that I call it is three tiers. And what I mean by three tiers is first starts at the local level, and the local level sees the value of being able to document their incidents because it helped them at the local level as far as with their budgets and those types of factors as far as manning their resources, being able to find out what's going on in their community. That's the first level. And so what we try to do is get the fire service to understand the importance of quantifying what they do, and quantifying what they do is through their numbers. The second level is the state level. The information from members, even though it's voluntary, goes into the state's database. And the states use that database for their legislative process as far as being able to determine what are some of the issues dealing with fire or any type of emergency response within their state. And then at the top tier would be the national level. And at the national level, this information is being used to, once again, educate the public, making them aware of the issue of the circumstances surrounding fire and emergency responses in the United States.
And what about the insurance industry and some of the underwriters laboratory-type organizations?
You're absolutely correct. It goes beyond just federal agencies, but any group that's using data, like, for example, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, the National Fire Protection Association, and the general public, anyone have access to this data that's collected at the national level. Matter of fact, one thing we do, and we're in preparation for it right now, and it's producing, we call it the public data set, and the public data set is where anyone can actually come in and request the actual raw data of fires in the United States. And like I said, last year it was 27 million. That's the first time that we reached that threshold.
And you mentioned the trends over the last 10 years. Are fires on the rise? And if so, what is the source of the increase?
Well, I wouldn't say fires are on the rise within the last 10 years. But what we're able to do within the last 10 years is be able to better use the data to educate the public on the effects of fires in the United States. One of the sections that we have within the National Fire Data Center is our statistics and the analysts. And from that, what they do, they create topical reports such as highway vehicle fire studies or fatal fires in residential buildings. But the key thing is that what we try to do at this point is getting folks to realize, I call it fighting fires with facts. And what I mean by that is that data to me is a critical business asset, just like the fire service has all the resources, personnel, and equipment. One thing we try to educate the fire service and the public, that data is also an asset that's used in the fire service. And that's why it says fighting fires with facts, to be able to quantify the activities of the fire service.
Of that 1.7 million or so fires, forest fires, even though they're huge and dramatic, are actually a small percentage of the total.
As far as forest fires, and looking at the data last year, I guess roughly most of the incidents that's reported would be like building fires. Then the next category would be vehicle fires, outside fires, and forest fires would be in that category of outside fires. One of the beauties that we have in the system, since it is a detailed breakdown of the runs, we're able to look at the system to say, out of these runs, how many were building fires or what types of buildings. We can look at the data and say how many incidents were outside fires or forest fires. And one of the things that we look at as far as, I call it a consequential incident, like forest fires, it's not only counting that it was a forest fire, but how many exposures is that when that fire moves from one property to another.